This meeting is being recorded.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast on the Believe Sports NFL Extravaganza Network. I'm your host, Brett Davern. He's your other host, Lopa Tatupu. Co-hosts, yes, but both hosts in our own right. What are you sipping on today? Is that a yerba mate? What do you got?
It's a vita mate.
Ooh, yeah. Close.
The yerba, just a little too many calories and a little too much sugar.
Oh, health tip from our guy Loaf Tea.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, avoid the sugar.
So what is it, a vega?
Vita?
Oh, Vita.
Vita?
Ah, Vita. Pura Vita.
Vita, mate.
All right. Vita Mate. All right. Possible new sponsor.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, there is a little hyphen over the E.
Okay.
I was calling it Vita Mate.
Oh.
I thought it was Australia, mate.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Bet Online. Bet Online is our first sponsor that I will tell you about. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports. The MLB heating up this summer. Los Marineros, let's not mention them because they're doing well. Golf is out there. The NBA, of course, the playoffs in full swing. And the NHL playoffs, which are so fun. A buddy of mine texted me the other night, just out of the blue, just, NHL playoffs are the best, isn't it? And I just write, yes. And I haven't even talked to that guy in like 9 months. That's how fun they are. So if you want to place some bets out there, do it with the only company and the place that we would do it. It's Bet Online. They have all the latest stats, news, and scores. It's a mobile app, so you can download it from any app store. It's Bet Online. Or, of course, you can use the web browser, old school style. Bet Online, where the game starts. Welcome to Take 12, everybody. Lofa, big news. Hold on to your hats. I'm glad you're sitting down. Everybody out there, as a matter of fact, you guys might want to pull over. Really, this is producer Katie. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Earth-shattering news in the world of the Seahawks. Breaking news. The schedule has been released.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yay! It's funny with the NFL because every little thing that happens, I get so excited. But then I'm able to zoom out a little and go, oh, they're just telling me who they're playing when. Okay, well, but I'm still super excited.
Wait.
Because anything football means we're getting closer to football, right, Lopa?
The NFL posted on Instagram how they used to do the schedule.
Mm.
And this poor guy, his name Val Pinchbeck. Would literally have a board and pens. And he said, and if anybody came by and just kicked the board, all the pens would drop. So I would, you know, tack one up, and I knew it was a primetime game and one that I got right. So I can just picture his boss every morning kicking the shit out of that board until poor Val got it right.
Oh, poor Val, man. Yeah, it's not just – also, it couldn't be just scheduling – the NFL games, you got to be on the horn with, like, you know, Taylor Swift if she's coming in to, you know, play the stadium or something. Like, the scheduling. And then imagine, then there's Sounders games, for instance, in Seattle or whatever. I can't even. I bet they have a robot do all that now. There's no way. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the schedule is out, ladies and gentlemen, and producer Katie's kind enough to pull it up here for us. So starting out on September 8th, game number one, I don't know if this is a prank or not, but we have the Denver Broncos, just like we did a few years ago, right? Deja vu all over again, like a baseball guy said once. The Denver Broncos, which green means home, so they're coming to our place, which is what happened last time also. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
open the season with them.
And so, had t-shirts all over the stadium.
So look out for the Let's Ride.
Bring back the t-shirts?
Oh, baby. Let's ride again. Oh, we just got to add one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Let's go, man. It's the sequel, everybody. But the Denver Broncos, of course, are much different. Perhaps the NFL made this schedule when they thought Russell would still be on the team. I have no idea. He is not there anymore. And, of course, the Seahawks are going to look much different with a new head coach and everything. But there you go. Broncos first up. Then we go on the road and we head to where Lofa grew up and we take on the New England Patriots there, Lofa.
Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say.
I see two rookie
quarterbacks.
Right. So
that's what I'm excited about. The first two games, you know, we got a new coach, new regime in town, and we get to face two rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Count me in.
Yeah. Well, the sort of back and forth of home and away continues. Week three, we go all the way to – or no, they Miami comes all the way to Seattle. Yep. And they, you know, so high-powered offense and McDaniel and all of that coming up here. So that'll be a fun one. I mean, if you're looking for tickets, and we'll talk epic seats towards the end of the show, but if you're looking for games to go to, that Miami game week three, that's going to be fun, huh?
What I'm excited about is we don't have to go to Miami. Not just the travel, but the heat in September.
Yeah. That's true.
No, thank you.
Except if it was going to be an away game, we could have thrown a party or something down there.
True.
Which could have been fun. Yeah. We go away back to Detroit again, which I feel like every year now we're going to Detroit, but there you go. And it's Monday Night Football, Lofa. Dun, 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 dun.
We've done well out there, though. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Week four, big matchup. And then two home games right in a row, right after that. The Giants, the Niners. There's your first in division matchup. It's going to be Thursday Night Football against the Niners on October 10th at home, night game. Get there early, get lathered up, and get loud. And by then, Lofa, I mean, you know, hot young team, brand new coach. We could be riding high coming into that first division game there at home under the lights.
Could be undefeated.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hot take.
Yeah.
That's take number one. Ooh. You hear that? Yep. Hear that? We're going to try to get to 12 today, since that's the name of the show. Good job, Lofa. Okay, then Atlanta. We go on the road to Atlanta. Possible Michael Penix Jr. time, perhaps, maybe. I don't know. If Cousins is – who knows what's going on with Cousins at that point. But you never know. But there you go. Then Buffalo comes to us. Then the Rams come to us. And then we finally get a bye in Week 10. But it basically comes smack dab in the middle. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Here comes take number two. Go ahead, Lofa.
This is a great thing, man. This is a long season. I think it was long when there were 16 games. Now there's 17. I feel for these guys. Then you throw in Thursday nights randomly. Mm. It's a shit show. But
Hold on, that's another take.
But I love the bye right in the middle, and then we get to face, you know, San Fran, a division opponent. So I like it. I like the way it's shaping up so far.
Yeah, it's kind of a well-written schedule in a way. If you know, there's the joke about is it scripted? This is a great script as far as just where we're going and when we're doing it. I like you point out, the Rams game, then a bye, then another division game, and then guess what? Another division game. Three in a row.
Wow.
Whoa. I don't – do you remember a time going three in a row against a division opponent or – well, against all of them? Each division opponent, Rams, Niners, Cardinals.
Against the division
opponent. Damn. That's crazy, right? Like, I mean, fun. The computers are having fun with this one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Jets, which is an away game. So if anyone wants to travel back to NYC to then go to New Jersey – for a football
Carlo
game.
East.
Yeah, man. Go check it out. Maybe there's a party for us there.
Make sure you find Early Delta December. If you do.
Hey, yeah, ooh, get on Delta.
Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of Jets.
Speaking
Delta.
Of sponsors, yeah. But maybe there's a trip to New York or something there, maybe. I don't know. I like the Big Apple. Okay, then away to Arizona, December 8th. That's another possible party right there. Phoenix, hello. And then Green Bay comes to Seattle, Minnesota comes to Seattle, Chicago comes to Seattle, and you wrap up the season. Or sorry, we go to we go to Chicago and we go to the Rams to wrap up the season. Yeah. So two home, two away. Don't love the two away to wrap up the season.
Yeah.
Kind of rough. But wrapping up against a division opponent, it's the Rams. That'll be interesting. The thing that sticks out to me, Lofa, is we talked about the stretch there in the middle where they do the three division opponents in a row. But then they kind of go away from the division opponents right at the end with Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, which by the way, that's three all in the North. Then you play the whole North.
Yeah.
You play the whole West, then you play the whole North. And then you wrap it up with the Rams, which, so I don't know, just kind of curious and curious on all your thoughts really, but then just, it's kind of interesting how they put it together, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the setup, the travel, you know, all of it. I think it's pretty favorable. It's, you know, they haven't done us a lot of favors in the past. So I think it works out well for us.
Okay. No super long distance games either. I don't think on there. Like, I don't see any London stuff. There's no, you know, like, right. We're not doing any of that. So, there you go. You want the way too early predictions for how many games we're going to win? Cause I've already looked at it and I can
what
tell
you. Got?
We're going to win 12 games.
Woo!
Whoa.
Woo!
It's take 12. It was easy.
I mean, I understood.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then I really understood when you ding the bell, but I don't know, man.
What do you got?
I got 10. Okay. 10 and 7.
All right. Yeah. That's a healthy start to the regime.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. Is that a 10 and 7 with a playoff, with a playoff berth, of course?
That should get us at least wild card.
Absolutely.
I'm really just scared about the Rams. I know, as wild as that sounds, you know, they lost Aaron Donald. But I thought they had another great draft, and the Niners, I think they definitely found a couple pieces in their draft, but I don't know. I think we're close to those Niners.
You
closer
think so?
Than people think.
Really?
But the Rams, and if Stafford's healthy and the Rams, just they drafted three D linemen, third, fifth, and seventh round last year. All of them were studs. Then they went and got Jared Verse, the two kids from Florida State, and Braden Fisk. They're monsters. So I know I could see them luring Donald out of retirement, like mid-season. Like, hey, just come back for the last, you know, 8 games, 9 games.
But pull a Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, they're loaded up front. And like I said, that's where the game is won. Just.
Okay, well, the team you didn't mention at all is the Cardinals. So just a complete lack of respect for them. What's going on?
When they do something, I'll mention them.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Wow. Sick burn, but also, you know what, Katie? Hot take. Hot take. yeah, man. McNeil, our guy McNeil is here. Super fan, Seahawks super fan. He goes to every home game. You guys can find him out front of Lumen passing out Take 12 stuff. McNeil, we were talking about doing Let's Ride Again t-shirts because the Broncos are week one. So we
like that.
Yeah, we got to be
or
doing
the ride
that.
Part two.
Yeah. McNeil, how many wins do you have here for your favorite team in the way too early predictions?
I gotta go 12 wins.
Perfect. See? I agree.
Aggressive.
Easy. that defense has to play aggressive. I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, good. See, I think
new coach, new playbooks.
Yeah. 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 And excitement, you know, some just, I don't know, some energy. Okay, moving on. I think we covered the schedule. It's going to be fun. And I think as far as like you guys listening, I mean, what, you know, let us know which ones are you circling, which ones maybe you want to take 12 party at, things like that. Hit us up on social media at Take 12 Pod. This is a good time to talk about our friends Delta while we're talking about traveling around and going to away games and things like that. I wish I still had this schedule. I don't have it in front of me, but Delta, you guys, Delta.com. Sign up for 12 status. They still got that going on. Make sure you sign up early before the season starts. I don't know if they count preseason games or not, so don't hold them to that. But you want to get in early because when the Seahawks start throwing the ball around, you get a mile for every yard that anyone on the team throws for, even if it's Tyler Lockett from the backfield or something. You get a mile for it. It's Delta, everybody. Also, let's just be honest. Have you flown on Delta? They're the best.
Yeah.
Have you flown another airline? You, every time you fly another airline, you think, I wish I was on Delta.
Yeah.
So check out Delta, you guys. It's the truth. Delta.com. Somebody that we hope, or that I hope at least, will not be needing a Delta flight out of town is DK Metcalf. And I bring this up, Lofa, because it's not as if there's like official trade rumors. These are more like McNeil and I on the internet looking at stuff late at night, trade rumors.
Your little conspiracy theories. And,
you know.
Stop texting me that shit.
Potential trades and what the Seahawks would get back if they did trade him and how many first rounders and blah, blah, blah.
It's so annoying.
It's pretty annoying, but it's fun to talk about and it's whatever. That's what a podcast is for. So, Lofa, is there any scenario in which you would see the Seahawks trading DK Metcalf or that you'd even be a fan of trading DK Metcalf?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
And I haven't seen these rumors, thank God, but your guys' 1 a.m. text message back and forth, freaking out about it, I'm going to turn my notifications off.
Fair. That's fair.
What are they
saying? You got to tell me what they're saying. What's on the dark web? What's going on?
People just keep staring at Metcalf's value, and they're like, "Oh, we could use all that value," but then they're not. You're taking away DK's value, so it's a wash.
Yeah. As producer Katie just puts up pictures of DK.
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of value.
Look at that savage. Okay. All right,
Katie, okay. No. I think he adds a lot to the team.
Pictures
actually.
Of him playing football would be nice.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, pictures of him in his uniform is what maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, McNeil's right. It's just fans look around and they see a player that they would assume has the most value or that teams would be the most after to get. And, of course, that's when you'd get something back. And it's a fun conversation to have, but I don't think in any case a reality.
Talking like six first rounders, I'll consider it. But other than that, kick rocks.
How about him this season, though? Let's just look into our crystal balls for him. No pun intended. For this upcoming season, because McNeil and I were talking pre-show, and McNeil thinks it's an all-pro year. I can't see why not. And, I mean, he always has a big year when you look down at the stats, you know, sort of quietly sometimes. I don't know why it feels quietly since, you know, he's such a big guy and a big personality. But I want him to have just like kind of that, you know, I don't want to say breakout year, but you know, what are the word I'm looking for, Lofa? You know, dominant year, takeover year, sort of, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the yards are always there, touchdowns, I know what you're saying. You want him to get the respect he deserves.
Yeah, and, there you go.
And yeah, I understand that. It's tough, though, when you got Tyler Lockett, who is the most underrated receiver I've ever seen, other than Doug Baldwin, also underrated. And it might just be a Seattle thing, you know? And, like, that's probably why DK is not getting the attention he deserves. But, you know, we got that receiver room. I'm excited about it. And then you got JSN's got his, you know, second year. There's a big jump, you know, in the learning and the growth from one to two. So it's, an embarrassment of riches for Geno and the boys. We just need that line to stay healthy. And I'm telling you, Bobo, watch out for Bobo.
Oh, the Bobo Mojo. Yeah. Watch out for him. Could be back in full effect this year. That's true. That's true. You know, you bring up the receivers, and I would imagine – now, here, check this segue out, right? Producer Katie, ready?
Oh, I'm excited.
You bring up the receivers, Lofa, and I would imagine that receivers, while they're amazing at football, of course, they'd probably be pretty good at basketball. I know Tyler Lockett can shoot. I think I saw him in a shooting contest one time with Steph Curry. Or something when the Warriors visited the building or something. I don't know. But anyway, we know a lot of guys play two sports. And there's this whole debate going on recently that was kicked off by Austin Rivers, who was on ESPN. And he said the original thing that Austin said was, I can take 30 players in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You can't take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA. And the world went crazy. It's a great debate. It kicked off a great conversation. I sort of take offense with the way he said throw them it's a bit, I think people, that's a bit, it creates a certain sort of reaction in people, I think, the way that he put what he said. But I think what he said sparks an interesting conversation, and I'd like to have it with you. What did you think when you heard what Austin said?
Well, just to answer the question right up front, he did use the right word, throw, because those guys would get fucking tossed around.
He didn't ask a question either, by the way, but.
No, right? Yeah. But just realistically, if you were to put 30, you could put 30 NFL guys on an NBA court because it's man, it's zone. The game doesn't get that sophisticated. If you take 30 guys from the NBA, which is a little generous, there are some that can get over there, and you drop them on the field, do you know how many ligaments, tendons, and muscles they would fucking tear just because the training's so different? Mm. So he's wrong in that regard. Athletically, they are gifted, man, and as gifted, and a lot of them more gifted.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go to where some of my other brothers in the NFL, former NFL players have gone, like calling people soft. That's disrespectful. Right. I didn't think what he said was disrespectful. I thought it was just incorrect.
Well, I think, I think the word throw, but he's talking live. I mean, this isn't something he wrote down. So he's talking, and so it's a turn of phrase, you know, throw them in the NFL. But I think when you see that in black and white, I think the word throw is how people felt disrespected or something. That's where the emotion came from.
Yeah, I mean, he gets paid to do a job and get takes and get reactions, right? So he's doing his job well. Good for him. The most disrespectful part of it is that Austin Rivers is not one of those 30. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying I need McNasty to check this up because, you know what, I didn't even do my homework, but I've seen him play basketball. He's a good basketball player. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's got the skills to transfer over to football. So McNasty, did Austin ever play football?
Because I
didn't see anything.
I'll look right now.
Yeah.
If he was a stud – all growing up, right? I could see it. But a lot of kids these days, they, especially basketball, they play basketball year round.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you know how hard that playbook is in the NFL? And like, that's really what I'm talking about. So I'm guessing he's thinking some guys could go out at receiver or tight end because he's seen.
Yeah, I don't think he's thinking playbook and stuff, obviously, also. I think he's only talking athletically. Right,
you gotta think of
but
everything.
No, I hear you. Totally fair argument.
Like I said, athletically though, to withstand the punishment of the NFL, I would never say they couldn't do it physically, like,
right,
and mentally, like tough. I would never use those words. But the way they train, like we train with like 500 pounds on a single leg squat, like you know. So while we can't jump as high as them, we are built to withstand somebody else on our shoulder at all times.
Well, and the word throw actually is interesting because he's kind of just saying they wouldn't have to train as a NFL guy for like even an offseason and then go in. He's saying throw them in. So it's like,
yeah, just walk in there. Like,
yeah, I don't think you can just really walk through the door. But if they could, who could? Now this is,
oh man,
right? Like who, if it's 30 guys, who's the 30 or how many could we even get to, you think? And who is
Bron? Even at 40, Bron can go. He could do it. Russell Westbrook. We're going to talk guys in their primes though, right?
Okay.
I know he said right now, but I'm just talking about who, because Bron was All-State as a freshman receiver in Cleveland or whatever.
Yeah. He
was the real deal. And then he just grew another 6 or 7 inches. He's like, all right, this is too easy. I'm going to play basketball. I get it. I would have done the same.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, I've never seen explosive, you know, athlete like that. Very dynamic. And then the thing about basketball players that translates to football is how quick and how fast that game is in a confined space. So if you go to a football field, the game really slows down. And I've always told kids, you got to cross train. Like, you're not doing yourself a favor if you just play football. Basketball made me better at football. So
I almost want you to say that again, by the way. I coach all these youth sports, and as you're saying, like, there's so much specialization going on right now. And everything you read, by the way, and everyone needs to hear me, it is that is bad. It is bad. Have them play multiple sports. Anyway.
I never would have made it in football if I just played football.
Mm-hmm.
You will not. You only get one season. There's not enough reps. You have to get reps it's everything, experience, right? So the transferable skills are man and zone coverage from basketball. You have to guard a guy, mm-hmm. you have zone, you have to keep mm-hmm. your eye here. It's the same as when you get onto the football field. So that's where all my interceptions came from. Everybody thought because I was a quarterback, I knew, you know, route combinations. I did, but the spatial awareness that basketball gave me, I took over to football and really excelled because, you know, I have to cover all these running backs. It's the same as when you're on a fast point guard. Just stay in mm-hmm. front of them, shuffle, step, read the hips. Like,
sure.
That's those extra reps of one-on-one coverage that transfer over to the football field. So I don't understand kids just playing one sport. And then baseball, like you're saying, like every pitch, you have to go through a scenario. Oh, it gets hit here, I got to back up. You know, gets here, I got to cut off. That quick thinking.
Mental, yeah.
Makes football so much slower, like staying in the moment.
Well, and physically okay. too. I was talking to a high school coach that was telling me for baseball wise that some colleges are starting to like not look at certain players from certain geographical locations because they know how much baseball they play. So their arms by college are a bit shot. Like, so they'll say, oh, a kid from Arizona, California, Florida, I know that all he's done is throw a ball as hard as he can his entire life. He never played these other sports. So there's even like the physical, like literal things happening in the body that it might not be good with just doing that one thing over and over and over. So,
yeah, you're right. You know, because you're not jumping a ton in football, but that the plyos and everything you get from basketball that makes you a more explosive athlete. Zion Williamson, that sure. guy could have played.
Sure.
You know, dude was 6'8", 290,
yeah.
monster.
Yeah.
Shaq, like if we're talking, but like right now, I'm just
Shaq
talking about
would
guys.
Look so funny though. Like he's almost too big, maybe. He's huge. He's like 7
Who's
feet.
Getting around him? Who's getting around him at tackle?
Has there been a 7-footer in the NFL?
It's Ed Too Tall Jones at 6'9".
There, see, like
Ed Too Tall, Willie Rope was like 6'6" or 6'7".
I think Shaq is 7 feet tall, isn't he?
Jonathan Randy Johnson at receiver would be crazy.
Jonathan Ogden was like 6'8". That guy was a monster.
The big unit.
But yeah, Marcus Smart. Did I say him?
Okay.
Shaq is 7'1".
Yeah, 7'1". Jeez. How about the Greek?
And Rivers only played basketball. However, he was the McDonald All-American for what that's worth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he was a phenomenal athlete.
But no football.
Great. Basketball player, but I'm just saying, like, you would think a guy that says something like that would have played through high school, and then you're just like, all right, basketball, I'm too good at basketball. That's usually what happens. Look at Charlie Ward. Charlie Ward won the Heisman in football, right? And then just had like a 16-year career with the Knicks and in the NBA.
That's so wild.
You know, but it takes a special person to be able to do both.
Yeah.
That's what I think, you know, everybody has to realize. And you have to have the hours, you know, committed in any profession. So just a wild take, but you know, bold. But
how about how about MJ?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, could Michael have played in the NFL, you think?
Of course. Okay. He's the GOAT.
Okay.
I mean, played in the NBA, played in the MLB. What's the NFL?
how about NFL guys coming the other way? Who could go the other way?
Yeah, there's the only guy I played with, Seneca Wallace. Ridiculous athlete. He had offers to play basketball, but he just chose football.
Right.
You know, he loved playing quarterback and he was a beast. But yeah, that dude was ridiculous on the basketball court. If he focused on basketball, he could have played in the NBA. How long? I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe he would end up overseas, but ridiculous athlete.
When I was on a TV show, I got to do these cool charity events. So I played a couple of 3-on-3 charity basketball things with celebrities. And Terrell Owens I played with a couple of times. And then I ran into him at a 24-hour fitness one time. So I played a pickup game with him. And he could throw it down. He could get up in the air. And I think he played college basketball also. But when I was thinking about it, that just came to mind as a football guy that I know played basketball as well. Nate Robinson from
Nate
the
Rob.
UW. Nate Robb, man.
Easily could have went to the NFL.
D1, yep, D1 cornerback for the UW, and then also, of course, played.
He was at training camp with us basketball. In, like, 2015, right, or
that's
something?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Pete brought him in. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Well, and then, we got our good friend, Caron Butler, who said he's on record saying Tony Romo could have been in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe it. Sorry, Tony. But Karan said it, then it's, you know, it's true.
All these Tony Romo things. I feel like Tony Romo is a bit the most interesting man in the world sometimes. Yeah. It's like, did you know he's a scratch golfer too? Oh, I heard. I heard he throws a hell of a curveball. You know, I don't know.
I still need to see the highlights, Karan.
The last take I have here, or actually before I get to it, let me tell you about epicseats.com. My bell would have worn out if I would have done it for every take. There's been so many takes today.
So many takes.
But epicseats.com is something that you need to take with you anytime that you go anywhere and you want to buy seats for anything, whether it's a concert or a sporting event or anything in between. Epic Seats has you covered. It's epicseats.com. It's a Seattle-based company. And, you know, the cool thing about them is that it's not just about buying the seats, but it's about selling your seats. If you already have seats to something, but you realize that you can't go at the last minute because the babysitter canceled or, you know, you whatever, for some reason you can't go anymore, and you're like, oh, no, what am I going to do? You just hit up Epic Seats and they'll sell them for you. And if you mention Take 12, you get an extra $12 per ticket just for fun, just for saying our name. So, you know, you got two tickets. That's $24, man. You know, and all the money you saved on the babysitter that night. What a sweet night.
Way to tie it in.
Thank you, EpicSeats.com, right, Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody beats
Jimmy, Epic
Jimmy
Seats. Seats.
Jimmy Seats.
Jimmy Seats.
That's right. EpicSeats.com.
You want to hear about what's coming up in Seattle?
Well, event wise.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Seattle Storm and the Seattle Rain have games coming up. The Storm are playing Indiana as well as the Washington
Ooh,
Mystics.
Wait, Indiana, that's the number one.
Caitlin
overall.
Clark. Yeah. Ooh, overall. I might go to that.
You know, yeah. You want seats.
That's
go
on
to
the
Epic
22nd.
Seats.
Then the Mariners have some games coming up. The Epic Seats always has Mariners tickets. But concert wise, Billy Joel on the 24th, Pearl Jam on the 28th
Ooh,
and the 30th,
yeah.
And then Russ on the 31st. That's
Rush?
May. No, R-U-S-S.
Oh.
Russ.
Okay. When is Austin Rivers coming through with his country band? Because doesn't that sound like a country singing name?
Mm-hmm.
Austin Rivers? Right? No? All right. I've actually met Austin Rivers. I shook his hand at a restaurant in L.A. one time. Yeah. All those guys are a lot taller than you think they're going to
yeah.
be. You know, like you watch them on TV, but they're playing against other tall guys, you know? And I meet them in person. I'm like, oh, whoa, you're a guard? Oh, my God.
Isn't like Steph's like 6'3 or 6'4.
Yeah, it's crazy. But my last take here, the last thing I have written down, we can't talk about. So it's time to end the show.
Okay.
It's the Mariners.
Yeah, you don't.
We can't talk about the Mariners because if you do, so zip it. Time to end the show. But if you enjoy watching baseball at night, there is baseball to watch at night, and it's sometimes enjoyable.
Quietly. Shut up about
it. And the Astros are in fifth place.
Shut up, you nasties.
That's Astros.
Lofa, you been to a Mariner game yet this year?
I haven't. Mm. I got to go.
Man, nothing better.
Babineau asked me if I wanted to go, and then never called back.
What?
I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'll show you the receipts on the text. It was messed up. I was like, so are we going?
Uh-oh.
Just ghosted.
Wow. Calling him out on the podcast, too.
Baba Ghost.
Oh, man.
Big time Babs.
Go to Epic Seats, man.
Big time Babs. Yeah,
get
there you go.
Some Mariner tickets.
From big play to big time.
Nothing better than sitting out watching a Mariner game in the summer in Seattle, that clear air, right? Bright sunshine. Yeah. That's it for us. It's Take 12. He's Lofa. I'm Brett. She's Katie. That's McNasty. We will see you next time. Continue enjoying your summer. We'll be back shortly, right? All right. Thanks to our sponsors. Bye. Hands in the middle. That's what we do. Hands in the middle. We break it down.
We can give McNeil another try at this.
Yeah, go ahead, McNeil.
Messed it up last time.
Oh, no. Let's go for it. I'm going to give it one college effort right here.
What the fuck was that?
I was about to say country. Country effort, but then I was like, wait, college is...
This is going perfectly.
Yeah. Y'all ask for this.
What are we saying, McNeil?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. You do it, Lofi. I'll be ready for the next one.
No, you have to do it now. You have to do it.
Mariners on three. One, two, three. Mariners.
Mariners.
Wow.
Just love it.
Wow. What a fumble.
Whoa. What a shit show.
We can edit that part out.